Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's time for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated. Allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Tillerson was taking part Sunday in the initial meeting of the Saudi-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Indiana University's Hussein Banai said it appears to be intended to limit Iran's presence in Iraq and elsewhere in the region.
This is something that obviously the Saudis and many of the other Gulf Cooperation Council countries have been lobbying Washington on. Going back to the latter part of the Bush administration, throughout the Obama administration, and now in the Trump administration, they finally have found a willing partner to actually support that move.
Ties between Shia-majority Iraq and Sunni-led Saudi Arabia have been strained since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Saudi Arabia reopened its embassy in Baghdad in 2015. The two countries have since reopened a border crossing and resume flights between their respective capitals. Tillerson also visited Qatar and is scheduled to make stops in Pakistan, India, and Switzerland. Ethnic clashes between Oromos and Amharas in Ethiopia have resulted in at least 11 fatalities in the past week, centered in the rest of Oromia region, the country's largest province, wracked by violence. Nearly 700 died last year, forcing the government to impose a nearly one-year state of emergency, following a proposed development plan issued by Addis Ababa that opponents had charged amounted to a land grab. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling Liberal Democratic Party coalition scored a big win in Sunday's snap election, keeping its two-thirds supermajority in the lower house despite suffering losses. LDP supporter Satoru Abe, no relation to the Prime Minister, said the results reflect who the people believe is most capable of protecting the country. The Prime Minister said the election turned on the growing North Korean threat. It was an impressive win, but with little opposition, according to Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston.
The big benefit to the ruling coalition was that they were running against a divided opposition. When the ruling party is running against more than one other candidate, the opposition divides the anti-LDP vote, and the LDP romps to victory.
Mr. Abe must now win re-election as LDP leader next September. Two northern Italian regions voted overwhelmingly Sunday for greater autonomy from Rome. More than 90% of those casting ballots in Lombardy and Veneto said yes to enter negotiations for a better financial arrangement. Lombardy President Roberto Maroni said he's happy with the result and now intends to go to Rome seeking additional resources. Unlike Spain and Catalonia, these referenda were undertaken within the country's constitution. Slovenia's incumbent president, Borut Pahor, will face a second-round runoff November 12 after falling short of a first-round victory Sunday. It is bid for a second five-year term. Mr. Pahor took 47% of the vote. He faces Komnik mayor Marjan Saric, who took 25%. In Argentina, candidates backed by pro-reformist president Mauricio Macri swept to victory Sunday in midterm elections, likely resulting in his first legislative majority since taking power in 2015. In Buenos Aires, Mr. Macri's former education minister led former President Cristina Fernandez, but she's still expected to secure one of three Senate seats. Nearly 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have now sought refuge in Bangladesh following a cross-border crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Michael Dunford is with the World Food Program trying to care for this growing humanitarian crisis.
WFP's already fed 580,000 refugees. Just yesterday, we fed an additional 10,000 as they came across the border. But we're still scaling up. We still need to reach up to 1 million people.
He said the WFP will need more than $50 million for the next few months. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State may have killed more than 100 people suspected of collaborating with Damascus before losing control of the central village of Al-Qaryatayn in Homs province this month to government forces. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.